Welcome back to the News at 1 on RTE Radio 1. Now, as you've been hearing in our news, the GAA has condemned an incident at an under-16s fixture during which two men were stabbed as totally unacceptable. The PSNI said one man was taken to Antrim Area Hospital after being stabbed at Paddy Cullen Park in Cookstown, where Cookstown father Rocks were playing Fintana Pierces. SDLP MLA and All-Ireland winner Justin McNulty said there was widespread shock at the incident. He spoke to our reporter Edith McAllister a short while ago.
Well, it's a really horrible ordeal to have as part of any sporting events, and for that to be in front of youngsters is just unacceptable. And I do want to make clear that this is not reflective of the Father Rocks or Fintana clubs, two wonderful clubs with proud traditions. It's sad that nobody goes to a GAA match and expects to witness something like this, and no official especially goes to a GAA match and expects to be stabbed. And I don't believe anybody goes to a GAA match and expects to inflict such an injury, but the Rubicon has been crossed. It's time for a sea change in terms of people's behaviours and attitudes. Respect is not about respect on the wall of a clubhouse or as part of a slick advertising campaign. It has to be lived, it has to be breathed by everyone in the organisation. Has to be formed the very fabric, the bedrock of the organisation, and this is time for a sea change now, and it has to happen immediately. We need to take a deep, long, hard look at ourselves and zero tolerance for disrespect or abuse of officials in our sport. We need to take a leaf out of the book of rugby and learn very fast, because this cannot continue.
And what's the reaction been locally, both within the local GAA community and across the board?
The reaction across the board, from the, I've reached out to the club, and it's shock, it's horror, and it's, again, I say firmly and clearly, this is not reflective of the great Father Rocks club in Cookstown or Fintana club. People are really angry that young kids who were playing in a sporting event last night would have been up close and to this sort of incident. It's just shocking, and it's wrong, and it can't be allowed to continue.
For more on this now, that was Justin McNulty speaking to our reporter Edel McAllister. And for more on this, we're joined by our correspondent Laura Hogan, who is in County Tyrone. Laura, can you remind us, what do we know about what happened in this incident?
Yes, Sinead. Well, just at 7:30 last night, throw-in was for this championship semi-final game between the Cookstown Father Rocks team here at the home side here in County Tyrone, and they were playing Fintana Pierces. So, as I said, that match started, and it appears that at around 9:00, after the game had ended, an incident unfolded during which two men sustained stab wounds. Now, police were called just after 9:00. They arrived at the scene, as did emergency services, and the two men who were injured in this incident received treatment here on the scene, and then one of them was later taken to hospital, and a man in his 40s was then arrested and taken away for questioning. So they were the events as they unfolded, and shortly after that, videos of what happened here began to emerge and circulate on social media and messaging apps as well. So police, they're investigating this situation at the moment, and they're appealing for witnesses. There were, of course, people here watching the match on the sidelines, and they're also appealing to people who may have taken some of that video footage to make it available to them.
Now, we heard there from the SDLP MLA, Justin McNulty. What other reaction has there been to this?
Yes, there has been political reaction across the board. We've also heard from Sinn Féin leader in Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, this morning as well, who described what happened as a shocking incident. She said that her thoughts are with those who were injured and impacted by what happened, and appealed for anyone who with information to assist police inquiries. I was also speaking to Patsy McGlone here, and also an SDLP MLA for this area, and he was describing the shock in the community, very much hoping that this was an isolated incident, not to be repeated again. But just at lunchtime, we received a statement from the GAA, who has condemned what happened in the strongest possible terms, describing what happened as totally unacceptable, saying that as an organisation, that it has a duty of care to protect its volunteer officials at the events that unfolded, and it said the events that unfolded were unacceptable. It said that the GAA would work with PSNI and its units at both county and club level to establish the facts around what happened. And in the meantime, it is extending its best wishes to those who were injured, and will provide supports as well to the underage players and members who were there last night as well.
You mentioned the PSNI investigation there. What is the latest from that? Can you tell us?
That's right. Well, as I mentioned, the man in his 40s who was arrested at the scene here in Cookstown last night, at this point in time, it's understood that that man remains in custody where he is being questioned by police. At this stage, as I said, that appeal for information coming from police and all quarters really in relation to this. Appealing for information and that video footage that I mentioned as well. And the two clubs involved, it's important to say, have both given statements to say that at this point, following on from what's happened, their thoughts are with the people who were involved, who were injured in this incident, but also their focus is very much on supporting the young people and children who witnessed what happened here last night.
Okay, our correspondent Laura Hogan, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.